We are live inside the Drive at 5 here at 103.7 to be in live on social media. You can catch us on YouTube, WBS 103.7 to be also on our Facebook page, multimedia. Rob, how you doing today, brother? You okay?
I'm great, sir. I'm even better now, man. I get to talk to my rich friend that I can't even get him on the phone anymore.
He's doing good. We're so proud of John.
He's doing real good.
New talk show, the first ever late night talk show in West Michigan. They picked the right man for the job. John Covington, congratulations, my brother. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, my brother. And
Are you on the north end of your estates or the south end?
Yeah, where you at, bro?
I'm in the yard.
In the yard.
Yeah.
Yard already done.
Already done. Yeah, grass nice and green and cut. He even had them make his trees grow quick.
Wow. John, it's been a while since the John show. I wish I had the intro for the John show.
It's on Facebook.
Facebook?
Yeah, I think it's on Facebook. I made a post, I think last year, 2025, I made a post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, bro. Well, what made you decide to bring it back, but with another flavor?
I was given a premonition, and to be very transparent with you, I'm working on a podcast titled Black Man, I'm Proud of You. And there goes one of my head earphones. But anyway, I'm working on a podcast called Black Man, I'm Proud of You, which coincides and works with the documentary Black Man, you know, that's traveling the country. And I finished my absolutely last version of it back in October of 2025. And so it's been about three cities since then. And people are always asking for more as it relates to the documentary. So I created a podcast titled Black Man, I'm Proud of You, produced by one of my good guys, Rob Gault, out of Los Angeles. And Rob Gault also produces Sarah Jakes Roberts' podcast. So he's serious about podcast. She's the daughter of T.D. Jakes and the wife of my boy Torre. But anyway, so we're all set to go on that. We pulled the trigger. We were about to launch that. I wrote a book titled Black Man, I'm Proud of You, a coffee table book. And anyway, I was working on that, and God said to me at about 5 a.m. one morning, he said, build a bridge. It was crystal clear, and I was like, build a bridge? What are you talking about, build a bridge? I mean, this is scary. This was 7 weeks ago.
Right.
This was 7 weeks ago, and I came up with the show in that instant, and I immediately started working on it, and I've not stopped working on it since then. And wow. So here we are. And at one point, I thought, well, you know, I'm probably too old to do this, and maybe I should retire. I've got grandkids. And then somehow, miraculously, a video of Tina Turner at the age of 70 came up on my Facebook feed, and she's somewhere on a world tour with 50,000 of her closest admirers, and she's on a platform in high heels at 70.
Wow.
A sold-out world tour. And I thought, okay, God, I got it. I got it. I got it now. So that retire thing, that kind of went out the window.
Wow. So is this going to be like a calling then, John? It's like a mission? Because you say to build a bridge.
Yeah. So the show is not urban. It's not white. It's not green. The show is West Michigan. And so it's multicultural. Our first musical artist is a country music singer.
Good.
Yep. Our first musical artist is a country music singer. Our next musical artist is Mr. 1204. You know, we got to get him in there. And then we got some folk singers and gospel and R&B, hip hop. So, yeah, and a bridge in terms of entertainment and bringing people together. One of the things I'm not going to do is talk politics, and I'm obsessed with politics. study political science. So me not discussing politics, that's a new thing, but not for this particular platform. So yeah, it's just all entertainment. Now that doesn't mean that we won't have politicians on the show, but it'll be more from a human interest standpoint. And that doesn't mean that we won't run political ads. Yeah. You know, people purchase, pay for ads, and they're more than welcome. But as it relates to the content of the show, it is just entertainment. It's like the old days of late night.
Wow, man, I'm so happy, man. You're making me think about Arsenio Hall, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
How he dominated late night for a long, long time. And I got a chance to experience that live, and here you are.
I remember when you were there. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, man. So it starts on what, June the 5th?
June 5th.
At what time?
11:35 p.m.
Right after the news.
Yes. Now it's on 13 Plus, which is their streaming platform, Apple, Roku, their actual app, or you can go to Apple Roku and you can watch it there. You can watch it on your phone, you can watch it on any device, or you can watch it on your TV.
So and, if you have the Fire Stick, I know you go to WZZM, the app is on the Fire Stick.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you can download the app even anywhere, you know, you can download it as well, but it is on the Fire Stick and it is built into Roku and it is on Apple and all those places.
Wow. Was it hard for you to make this pitch, John?
That's one question that everybody asks me. And no.
Huh.
I met with them on a Monday, and on a Wednesday I got a call, and I remembered looking at my phone and I knew who it was, and I looked at it like this. You know how you look at something, you think it might be not the news you want to hear?
Right.
And so I'm like, hello? And so they said, we love the idea. We think it's brilliant, and we love to partner with you. And they're going to cross-promote it throughout their channel, et cetera. And so I didn't even meet with the other two folks that I was setting up meetings with. So I met with them on a Monday, and that deal was done on Wednesday.
Wow. West Michigan Tonight with John Covington, our very own John Covington. I can imagine. Are you going to be able to have virtual guests, or are they all going to be physical guests in the studio?
Yeah. We can do the virtual. We can do the virtual thing, too.
Wow.
Yep. Uh-huh. Wow. And I might add, I'm waiting on you to come on the show, of course.
I'm at your mercy, man. And I think second week of June, my schedule will slow down a little bit. I'll be here for a couple of weeks. I love being there. I mean, I told you, the Underground Video Show kicked off in June.
Yeah.
It's Black Music Month. It's our Independence Month.
Yeah. Andy O'Reilly is coming on. He's going to be a hoot. And Julia Dragas is going to be on the first episode. She's the longest running news anchor here in West Michigan. And pulling in folks from Kalamazoo, of course, West Michigan. We really want West Michigan to be represented. So if anybody's watching this, you have a talent, or you just have a large personality, we love to have you on the show. This is really all about West Michigan and the diversity of West Michigan. And that's not just for music, but just for interesting people.
Right. West Michigan Tonight with John Covington. Go ahead, Big Rob. Go ahead, brother.
Oh, you didn't say it at all. John don't want to talk to me. This rich folks talk. I'm just trying to learn.
Man, our brother is insane.
Yeah, you know he wants security. You know he's already hit me up. Like, do we need security?
Come on. I need you.
So this weekend you're doing a taping for the live audience taping?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all our shows have a live audience. We have a live audience capability. We have a band. We have a house band.
Wow.
So, mm-hmm.
John, that dude, you give him a budget, he make it happen.
I can do anything with money. Anything. You know,
you got a house band.
John said, give me a budget.
Yeah.
Small but mighty.
And of course,
thank you, sweetheart. I see her. Yeah.
Thank you to
She's got to come on.
Yes. Have her cook in real time.
Absolutely.
Cook some turkey knuckles in real time down there.
Yeah, I love Lakeisha. She's amazing.
So John Covington kicks off on June the 5th, 11:35 p.m. The live studio audience. Now, when are you taping this weekend, right?
Yes.
And
so,
go ahead, tell us about it.
So we've got different, so for different shows, we've got different times for the audiences, for the audience to come in. But I'm telling people, show up at 12:30 this Saturday if you want to be a part of the audience, and we'll take it from there.
And where do they show up at, John? At your mansion?
13, yeah, I don't have a mansion, brother. 1300 Front Avenue. 1300 Front Avenue. But you can also email us, info@wmtonight.com. info@wm, like West Michigan, tonight.com. Or you can hit us up on our Facebook page, West Michigan Tonight.
Now, one of your assistants is from Muskegon, right?
Correct.
If you don't mind, share, because you've been mentoring this young man, and I know you've been very proud of him.
Man, so he started out as an assistant. I call him my administrator, but his name is Demetrius Harris. He's been working with me now. December will be 2 years.
Wow.
And he's traveled with me extensively. Just a dynamic young brother. Just dynamic. He was a part of Young Brothers when we launched Young Brothers. He was in high school. I think he was like a freshman or something in high school. And he went to Cornell University, played football for the Big Reds, played football at Cornell, and then got his master's, I think, in Buffalo, New York. Wow. But he made a post on social media almost 2 years ago now, and it said, "How do you pour out of an empty cup?" And I inboxed him. And I thought, any young brother who is conscious enough to make a statement like that, we need to reach out to him. And so he's just been, there's so much, man, that I've done over the last year that I could not have done without him. Like, he is just a brain. You know, the older you get, the brain starts slowing down a little bit.
Right.
Maybe in some cases, mine has slowed down a lot of bit. But when I keep people like him around,
it just
makes what I do all possible. So I expect to see him in another hour or so today. And then he'll be hanging out for the duration through the next couple of days. And so he's got a lot of work to do between now and next couple of days. And so he's a producer on the show.
Okay.
He's a producer on West Michigan Tonight.
It's producer credit. There you go, Demetrius. Yeah. Get it, man.
Yeah.
Well, so happy. We're definitely going to be locked in June the 5th.
Yep, June 5th.
The premiere show.
We got to have you back on the phone. That's like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, anytime.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Rob, I'm so proud of the nephew, man. The nephews, man, man. You know, I'm a big crybaby. And when I saw that, I'm about to cry just thinking about it, man.
Four.
Four black men.
Four, bro. And John, what I didn't get a chance to put in there, two of them got masters and one of them got devil masters.
So if you need any guests about West Michigan, I'll call them up for you, and they can come on your show, and you can talk to them.
I was so thrilled when Buddha walked across that stage. I was in Panama, and it just touched my soul because it's not easy to graduate college. But to get four boys to graduate in college out of the same household in a span of about 10 years, man, miraculously, you know, and all of them are outstanding kids.
Outstanding.
Yes. Good job.
You know, we've been with them since they were little kids.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and so those are nephews.
I don't know if you saw Buddha's post, mm-mm, but he was talking about his village, you know, and people being a part of his village. You know, and when you think of his village, you know, because I asked him that, he didn't want to put no names because he said he didn't want to forget anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, you know, my village was black men, and it was huge, you know. So they had no other choice but to do what they done. All four boys got criminal justice bachelor's degrees. All of them have good jobs. Buddha is working on trying to get a job at a juvenile detention center right now. So I'm so proud of my sons, you know, because they came from me and their mother, yes, but they had to make their own decisions and their own path, you know. And I'm grateful to you and Paul and Ray J and anybody who ever touched them in their, you know, lifetime, that, you know, it's y'all, this is y'all graduations too. Mm-hmm. You know, when they accomplish some, it's y'all accomplishments too. It ain't just mine.
Yeah, that's how we feel.
Their mother, you know, their mother is amazing. She the one has the two master's degrees. I ain't got nothing but a little associate's degree. They got she's got two master's degrees.
That's nothing to frown on.
Six to seven degrees.
That's a bunch of degrees in that household right there. That's a bunch of degrees, bro.
Yeah.
They had no option.
So thank you, John. Thank you, PA. Thank you, everybody who poured into my sons, you know, like they did.
Amazing. I'm going to make a post at some point. I've just been burning a candle at both ends for about 7 weeks.
Miss Nisi said, how exciting. Talking about you, John.
Thank you, sweetie. For you.
Brother Ruben Crosby said, it was 3 a.m. when I saw her. Congratulations. Emailed you immediately.
And tell him his email was it was forwarded to me. I always have a problem saying that word, forwarded to me. Some things never change. You know, we still are who we are.
Exactly.
But anyway, I saw his email. I haven't gone through it yet, but I glanced at it. I've not listened to anything. But his press kit was very impressive, you know, at a glance. So I look forward to having you on, Mr. Crosby. I know he's extremely talented, so I'm sure whatever it is he's doing. We've got a ton of email over the last day or two, and so we've not gotten a chance to get back to anybody, but we will definitely respond 100% to everybody who's reached out to us. I just got to say, I was talking to James Pierce, I think it was. I think I was talking to my boy James Pierce. Anyway, he was saying that, he said, it may not be all that common to receive so much love from home. He said, when you're doing things, he said, it may not be all that common. He said, but you and the people you're close to get so much love from home. And I felt that, and I do feel it. And so I'm just really grateful for the people who have shared the posts that I made. I had no idea that thousands and thousands of people ultimately would end up seeing the post. You know how you go to your insights, you can see who, how many people saw it. And it's crazy. It's in the thousands, literally. Right. Wow. And many people have shared the post, excited. Man, love is real. When you get this kind of support at home, I just feel like that's what's really been part of the wind beneath my wings in my career, is the home, you know, home just lifting you up, and home carrying you, and home supporting you. And being a man of age now, I just think about those things in this journey. I just had a birthday last week, bro.
Bro, I think you done went down there and got them stem cells, bro. Cause you ain't you can't be talking his age stuff, cause you ain't aging, bro. You done did that reverse stem cell treatment, bro. That's
I've had no work. I've had nothing done.
He got some kind of workout regimen. He looked like he got some guns now.
Look at them
arm muscles. What's your workout regimen?
But in all seriousness, fellas, I do appreciate home. Like, home is nothing. There's no place like it, man. I just want to say to anybody watching this, man, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all sharing the post, talking about the show. It's just been crazy the last day since I made that post. It's been really, really, really crazy. And even the emails that we've received as a result of that post, I put the email address in there. And as Ruben Crosby mentioned, he saw it at 3 a.m., you know, and I'm just like, wow. And sent the whole press kit. So shout out. We're looking to get everybody on. The show is going to be around for a long time. I don't know if I'll be the one hosting it forever, but it'll be around. You know, that's the plan, for it to be around for a long time. And we want the best of the best in West Michigan. Now, this ain't the Gong Show. So we want the best.
So what that mean, John?
We want the best of the best. You know, if your mama was the only one who said you got what it takes, this might not be the show for you. And I say
Man, so proud of you, John. And you are Uncle John. So you and people mean that. You are spiritually uncle to a lot of people. And I think you're very humble about that. But your name, your presence, all of that is valued by this community. I mean, and I don't know how you put it together. You're connected to Boys and Girls Club here. You're doing so much stuff in all different parts of the world, but you remain humble and grounded where your home is at. And I'm honored to call you my uncle, and love you.
Love you, man. I love uncle, y'all.
All of my uncles.
Uncle John.
Right? Uncle John.
Uncle John. We gotta stop calling you John. Call you Uncle John now.
Uncle John.
My wife said,
it
is, man. I've never asked anybody to do that. My wife's like, how do all these people call you Uncle John? I said, honey, I don't know. I guess it's old age. it's either Uncle John or OG.
Yeah, OG. And I'm the triple OG. That's me right there. I take that with the triple OG.
Yeah.
John, I know you got to do a lot of preparation. I know what it's like.
Man.
Yeah, you got to go in there, hit them weights some more, and get pumped up.
He's good on the weights.
Oh, he going to lift some more weights. He's doing some curls before that first show.
I know you had a chance to hang out with Lionel Richie. What that was like, bro? Tell me about it, man.
I have never met Lionel Richie one day in my life. I have never met him.
I'm surprised that...
I've never met him.
I'm surprised at that, and I'm surprised that you wasn't one of the people on stage Friday night.
Well... I wasn't in town Friday night, so that would have been a little hard to do. But Lionel Richie sat in front of me at a funeral. He's sitting like one seat over, maybe two seats over at a funeral at West Angeles. And I watched him. And one of the things that I noticed about Lionel Richie is he is a class act. And everybody he spoke to, them with, and I know he knew all these people at the time. I think Natalie Cole was living and some other people were sitting there, and I just watched how he interacted with people. Just genuine, present, talk to people, hold their hands while he's talking to them, look them. So I was surprised. I was excited to know that he was the opening act for the Acrisure Amphitheater, and I just thought that was a really great choice. I don't know Lionel, and I've never met him personally. I think sitting behind him, I think it was a funeral. I don't think sitting behind him counts.
Well,
you know, at any end, so
he's in a room with him. Thank you, brother. Love you, man. Thank you for making our time, man.
Yep. Congratulations, John. I hope all the best for you, brother.
Yep. Talk to you later. Going back to my music.